Hi, this is Carolyn, and Aaron is here with me, and we are going to discuss court etiquette, which I find to be kind of strange, especially when you first start. So, Aaron, could you tell us a little bit about what you would say to someone that's just starting about the court etiquette before you even start the match?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the reason why we wanted to record this one was because we've had several people reach out. I've got a couple really good girlfriends that are just starting to play, and they text questions once in a while. It's Lynn and Tammy are my two friends that will text me questions and say, what do you think about this? So I thought it would be fun to do an episode about some questions they have. So I think generally, because I've captained a lot, you are either the home team or the away team. And this happens, I think, whether it's a fun league or a USTA match or any other type of match that is being played out there in the world. But there's a home team and an away team. And we've had problems in the past where we've had teams show up that maybe haven't wanted to play on a certain court. Like, I want to play on court two versus court one. Or, we have different surfaces. So some people like hard courts and some people hate hard courts and they like clay courts. And so what I want to say about that is the home team gets to decide where the matches are being played. Sometimes that's not even necessarily up to the team or the captain, but it might be up to your club. Or if you're playing out of city courts, you've been assigned a certain court. So there's not a lot of control over that. But when there is, the etiquette is that the home team decides what surface and what court to play a match on.
Okay, so you're at the courts, you find out what court you're on. What happens next? You're the home team. What do you do?
When you arrive at your court and you know your lineup, you know who you're playing, the home team would spin the racket and decide, Carolyn, you're going to have to help me out with all the different things that you can decide to do, because I got it wrong the other day. But, you can decide things like, I want to serve first, or I want to receive first, or you can pick a side. Is there anything else? I feel like there's one more.
Yeah, or you can actually tell whoever wins. So, like you say, the person spins the racket, they say it's M or W, you say M, it's M. You can also say, I want you to choose.
Right, which that one's always really weird for me.
Yeah.
Like, wait, you won, but now you're going to make me make the decision. And I think it's called deferred, because I do remember that one.
Yes.
I made the mistake the other day of we won the serve. Yeah. I mean, we won the spin. And then my partner and I had already talked about which side we wanted to serve on based on the sun. It never bothers me to serve in the sun. So her and I kind of discussed it. And then we won the spin. And I said, okay, we'll serve and we'll serve on this side. And I went, wait a minute, I just made two decisions. So yes. Luckily we had, opponents that didn't take me very seriously. And they said, we're actually going to take that side. You guys can still serve.
I wanted to mention that you're supposed to spin the racket before you do the warm up with your opponents, but a lot of people don't do that. And also, when you spin the racket, make sure to show your opponents whether they won or lost the spin. Because we actually had a friend who was at States, and she said, it was M or W, and the woman said M, and our friend said, no, it was W, and she said, you didn't show it to me. Do you remember that?
I don't, but that's so true.
Yes, and so not only is she basically calling our friend a liar, but also a psychopath, because who would actually lie about that? But anyway, just make sure to show them that they are indeed correct or wrong.
That's
the only other thing.
People are so strange.
So, Aaron, what were some of the other questions Lynn and Tammy had?
So one of them was, when your ball accidentally goes onto another court, even out of bounds, what is the etiquette on getting that ball? So I think that's a really good question, because everyone does handle that differently. So what I end up doing is, if I am the server and my ball goes to another court, And I'm getting a second serve. Like, if that ball, for some reason, it doesn't go into the service box, it goes onto someone else's court. If there's nobody there, I just leave it alone and I serve my second serve. I never go get it myself. I never tell my opponents to go get it. There's too much time between a first and second serve wasted if someone gets that ball. If someone else is playing on that court where the ball rolled into, oftentimes I will say to them, whether I'm the server or the receiver, I will say to them, you know, like, we don't need, I might even motion to them, like, we don't need that ball yet. And if it's in their way, they can always like shove it to our court, but like kind of behind us. But oftentimes what happens is they don't necessarily know that we're like playing out, not playing out a point, but like in the middle of a serve. And so sometimes they'll go retrieve it and throw it back over to our court in the middle of, you know, either mine or my partner serve or my opponent serve. I feel like if there's a lot of time that goes by, I always give my opponent a let and just tell them to start over, because that's just a long elapsed time between. What's your feeling on that?
Well, so
I know it's tough. It's really subjective.
It's really subjective. And I feel like I always give my opponent a let when that does happen. But I feel like people don't always do that
right
to me a lot of times.
Yeah.
So
I think it depends on the level and the experience of people. I feel like at the higher levels, they're actually more apt to give you a first serve. But I also feel like there's a lot of times where a ball can be retrieved very quickly, and then I don't. It really, for me, it comes down to elapsed time. If someone throws a ball back over to our court and it's a really quick time, then I don't think any of us bother giving a first serve.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's why I think the USTA rule should change, so that it's just one way or another. Like, if someone throws the ball back in between your first and second serve, you get a first serve. Yeah. There's just no question about it if they decide to do that.
Is there a gray area in the rules?
Because that's a gray area. The way it is if you're in the process of, you know, well, I'm just thinking about a ball rolling into someone's court. If you're in the process of serving your second serve and a ball rolls in, it's a let, you get your first serve. But if you're between your first and second serve and a ball rolls in your court, and your opponents take it and roll it back, then you're not required to give a first serve. They even say that it depends, you know, the receiver gets to decide whether or not enough time has lapsed. And I think they even specifically give the example of a ball rolling into your court that you move out of the way and roll back is not enough time to warrant giving a first serve.
Right.
So I think they just need to change that rule. Like, hey, a ball rolls in between your first and second serve, you know, they roll it in, you get a first serve. Because if not, it just depends on who you play.
I know.
And it's very subjective.
If a ball rolls in and then you're expected to serve your second serve, someone's like shushed that ball away or, you know, sent it back to the court that it belongs to or whatever, you're still thinking, like, it still is that pause. And so that's where a let kind of, it could be considered a hindrance in your own brain. I mean, it might not be an actual physical hindrance, but it is in the sense that, you know, you have now thought about that ball rolling in, somebody taking the time to roll it back, even if it's only a few seconds. So you're right. I mean, it's kind of a weird rule to have it on one hand and not the other.
Yeah. And every time it happens, I'm like, are they going to give me a first serve or are they not?
Yeah, I know. And then it's this awkward pause.
And then even because I read the rule now, I've stopped giving people first serve. I'm like, oh, well, they just got it out of the way, so it's the second serve. But then I'm like, well, should I really have given it to them? So it's,
I know.
Just
so see, you're thinking it's a hindrance.
And then I'm thinking, so they really should make it clear. USTA really needs to change that rule.
Yeah.
But if you're on the other court and you get the ball that rolls in, and you see that someone's serving, should you roll it back or should you just take it and put it kind of beside their court?
I put it beside their court. I do not try to affect anything on their court whatsoever.
Okay. And you know what? To be honest, I do that incorrectly, because what I do a lot of times is that I see the ball roll over and then I kind of like pick it up and hold it and see whether or not they're getting ready to serve a second. But if they're looking at me, I throw it at them. So I probably should see whether they're serving or not, you know, and not just immediately.
Right. That's hilarious. And the other thing, too, I mean, I feel like we could spend forever on this, but I think
this is our one topic.
Sometimes it comes down to if you've given someone a first serve, like say that happens when your opponent is serving, you give them a first serve, but then it happens to you and then they don't. Then there's this like, well, I gave you a first serve.
Right.
It's super awkward.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. That's why they need to just change that rule. I really think they need to change that rule.
Right. Agreed. Yeah.
Thank you so much to Aaron for discussing tennis etiquette today. We have more questions from Tammy and Lynn that we'll go through much quicker next week. But I think a ball rolling into the court while other people are playing and in between serves happens a ton. And it's interesting to know now that what I'm doing is obviously wrong. So I'm going to try to do a better job with that. We'd appreciate it if you check out our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.